crazy. What up, Sheppy? Yeah, if you donate $25 to Streamlabs, you get to have that wrench next to you like Sheppy does. And you have power. Sheppy has power. So I wouldn't piss him off if I was using a chat. I've been fucking just Call of Duty. Rebirth is back. I'm kind of digging this high trip thing they're doing. Kind of like the event. Once you figure it out, we're just running and gunning all over the entire map. Kind of fun. Hilarious. Bunch of dubs, of course. But this Eliza Jordana thing. My God. We got... Finally, someone did the entire arrest video without themselves on the screen not saying anything. But that dude paid for it, so I guess. But... made it unusable. But now we got the full video with not a weirdo on the screen. So we're going to check this out and see what she said. This is right after her and the dude got out of the car and shit. I haven't seen any of this. So after she hit the dude grabbed her and said, "Hey, cunt, you dumb cunt. Try again." I just love the way he said, "Look now, cunt." Apparently that dude's like the son of a billionaire or something, but... And Arnott says Steel Toe doesn't suck, so... Yeah, Cosmic B, deal with that, nigga. But, yeah, we gotta check this out. So this is right after they got out of the car.
Mostly from the radio. I'm a radio person.
How long have you had?
Because I said I'm going to kill you, but all women say that.
I can't make her...
Oh, no, I know of her because she's like sort of a celebrity. But, like, she knows me since I called into the show.
Read you your
no,
rights.
Nothing handcuffs, right?
I'm reading you your rights.
About the handcuffs? Wait. Okay, I'm very stupid. I'm going to jail tonight. Can I take advantage, please?
You are getting arrested.
Oh, my God! Can you not watch? Can you not watch? Okay. Some kind of a mugshot on the internet?
A mugshot and a video. On April 8th, 2024, Alisa Schwartz, a former employee of The Howard Stern Show and streamer, began a live stream where she accused her fiancé of cheating and became physically violent. For those who have not seen the video, here are a few highlights from the interaction.
I'm just like a streamer, I'm just an investment, like the whole time he's talking to me, he's talking to her, the whole time.
They had to block that part because even the video I did about it got age restricted for some reason.
Before we begin the video, we just want to say we believe we're the first ones to obtain the footage and would really appreciate you supporting our channel by clicking the subscribe button.
Support their channel, Arrest Cam, on YouTube.
This video begins where her live stream left off. After she got out of the video, she got into a passerby's van who stopped on the side of the road. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office arrived and began their investigation.
IRS e-file is open.
Ah, they hit me with an ad. Hold on. I gotta get a premium back on this channel.
Roughly 37% of taxes.
I forgot I didn't have premium on here.
1040 and limited credits only. Get the Intuit TurboTax app now.
And get Intuit TurboTax. I'm not doing damn 15-second ones, motherfuckers.
I didn't know they sold Dreamsicles on Memory Lane.
Now I kind of want Wendy's back.
Get Wendy's new orange Dreamsicle Frosty.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Alright, so what's going on?
We were just, so the whole thing is sounded like this. We were at the psychologist's office. My girlfriend's a streamer.
Where's your girlfriend at?
She's in one of the...
By the way, it turns out this is actually her boyfriend. I think she explained in the TMZ thing they were going to get married or something. Well, thank you, Patrick, up there in Federal Hill. I got to get up there and get that goddamn plate of meatballs. Well, thank you for the $2. Based Beerus. Beerus is based.
She's over here?
Yeah, she's
okay.
I think in the white.
This is the other half.
By the way, this guy is dressed like he lives in the year 1992.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we were at the psychologist's office. My girlfriend's a streamer. She lives here. I came here to visit. And then in the middle of the session, she grabbed my phone. And she's like, oh, who's this? Who's this? She like freaked out. And then she left with my phone and my wallet. And then she told the psychologist came downstairs, but she lied and she said, I'm coming back. But she went to the mall to stream. And we were there because like she does this for views. And then I went to the mall and then they called the, they were like, so this is a case of theft. And they called the, like an officer lady came. And then they she came out.
How, if you reported the, a theft, how come police didn't show up there?
No, they showed up at the mall, which is really scary.
Okay, so did they give you a, take a report?
No, they just, I should have asked for one. She was like, just go home. But in front of the police even then, she like gave me a punch and the lady was like, oh, you're so lucky I'm not arresting you and stuff. So I got into the car, because we're at the Airbnb, and then she was joking.
What mall was this?
Huh?
What mall was this?
Now, is this dude Asian, Middle Eastern, or retarded? I can't tell the difference.
It's like the mall, I'm a tourist, it's like the mall here.
Is it an outdoor mall?
Yes.
She said she didn't love him, but was attached.
So then she was like, oh, I'm going to take him home to kill. And this is
look like Ray DeVito.
So you have your phone back now?
Yes, it's my wallet.
Right, so you have everything. All your property is good.
So she put like the information of this person that she was speaking out. She's like, call her up. I want to get canceled.
He's downsy?
And then the person called. She was like, can you stop this? And she started like punching me in the face. I was like, at least stop. And then she punched me my thing. It's all in like the stream. And then she gave me like a big punch in my nose. I pulled her hair so stop. And then she got out the car like the side. And then they saw a bystander.
He's talking to her? She's over there?
Yeah, she got into the, I don't know who that person is. But to a bystander, it looks like I was like beating her up. Right?
All right, I get that they bought the footage like the other guy. But the arrest cam thing, I get they paid for it, so they want their mark on it. But you don't get a watermark it. We already have to, we're watching a YouTube channel to do it.
Okay, well, yeah. You know, if you pulled her hair.
Yeah, I know, but like she was punching my face and like.
Okay, well, you can always walk away or get in your car and drive away.
No, the car was moving.
Okay.
The car was in the middle of the thing, in the middle of the street, and she was just punching me in my face.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying.
I like the black cop, by the way. Like, nigga, you a bitch. You could have just walked away.
If you can punch her back, you can do something else. You can pull over.
No, you should see the footage.
Okay. No, he actually couldn't do something else, though. I agree with him.
Sir,
you're right. It could have been handled better. I agree.
Thank you. That's all I'm trying to say.
You're right.
That's a burn on your arm.
Yeah,
because it's that from.
It's just we're swimming and I did not.
Like, I was wondering what the fuck that was on his arm, by the way.
Yeah, that's and that's another thing. Like she was pressing on this and like.
Okay.
This, and
well, I see. Where do you normally live?
I'm from California, but like
I think Eliza is like one of those chicks that Brendan Schaub used to fuck. That she's not. She's one of them. But not one of them because she comes from a rich family. So, but she's in a class of those chicks who just get flown out to Dubai and get fucked. And it's a whole circuit they got going. She's like one of those chicks, but she doesn't get flown out to Dubai because she doesn't need to be. Have we ever gotten any scuffles like this? No, we never. What? No, we never actually hit each other.
I'm a coder. I don't really, like, leave the house.
Right.
So I'm, like, just kind of a little bit.
What kind of code do you write?
I write, like, software for trading.
Oh, what's going on? I don't know. It's either one of these people.
Did you see any of it, or she just got in your
I was driving up the street, and she all of a sudden, she... No, she jumped out
what
of the
fuck?
Vehicle.
The Rock picked her up? Skinny Rock? This is the second to final boss.
Like out of this one?
Yeah.
And like in the road right here?
She jumped out of the drive.
His name is Fernando.
Ever side of this vehicle.
Okay.
Like they were fighting. I didn't see anybody hit anybody, but she jumped out frantically. She ran to my van. She jumped in my van.
When you were over here? Or you were
no,
over
no.
He's a big titty white chick jumping to his van. This nigga was like, oye, como estas?
We were on Gunk
Road. Okay.
And then,
okay.
He took off already, and he kind of blocked him from leaving anywhere.
Okay.
And now she's frantic. She wants her phone from the car. She's scared. She's
Let me.
Out of my face.
How you doing, ma'am?
Not backward.
Oh, I gotta get a premium on this.
Can you come out here and talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna let this gentleman go.
Well, what about me?
Well, he doesn't know you, so
okay, thank you. Sorry.
Is this any of her stuff? Or
no, no, this is all my stuff.
Okay. Okay, what's going on?
We were fighting, and I got like thrown out in the road, but.
Whoa. She got kind of camel toe happening with the jeans on.
Okay, can you start from the beginning of what happened?
All right, it was a bad day.
Okay.
Very bad day. You're in therapy.
Okay. Like group therapy?
No,
camel toe with jeans. Kinda.
I have a therapist.
Okay.
And I brought him in.
Okay.
To talk.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Sorry. So.
You wanna come over in the shade or?
No, no. Some feels good. We're in therapy.
Okay.
And during therapy, I don't know how this happened. I got a hold of his phone.
Okay.
He was cheating on me for 2 years. I freaked out. I ran out.
Okay.
I did not want to even talk to him the rest of the day. I happened to have his stuff in my car.
Okay.
I should have left it outside. I didn't.
Okay.
I went to the mall. I did a little live stream.
Okay.
Yeah, cop. Look at that camel toe. That body cam. Camel toe with jeans. Kind of impressive. Jim Norton would love this bitch. I was thinking this was a work, but she would have dressed better. Ah, but she's always doing the bit, so... It wasn't a work, but she'll make it a work. But especially from seeing her TMZ interview. So, she's already making it a work. Although it wasn't.
He would admit to cheating on me, even though I had all the evidence.
I know.
I'm not going to hate
I know, but can you just say
anyway, the girl was calling me.
Yep.
His girlfriend. We're supposed to be married.
Okay.
Anyway,
are you guys married?
We have a license, but something told me not to do it,
okay.
So I chickened out.
A marriage license?
Am I going to be arrested? Can you just tell me?
I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. He's talking to my partner, talking to your fiance, I guess.
Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know. If you guys haven't filed it, so I guess fiance. But
so
you guys were arguing in the car. What happened?
I did slap.
Okay.
Is that jail time?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's happening because I see you got a mark on your chest here, you got a mark on your forehead.
He's strangling me.
Can you stick your hands up from it?
He's strangling me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to see my hand?
I'm trying to see if there's any marks on your hands.
Oh, no. Just,
you have your
he was like strangling. He was like this.
Okay,
like,
let me see. While you were in the car? While you were driving?
Yeah, I was thrown out of the car.
Can you pull your hair back?
I was thrown out of the car.
Oof, that stomach is kind of trouble, though. Especially, what is she, 2 years older than me?
Anyway, these two nice guys freaked out. Why are you going to film me?
She's going to be her belly in a hot chick terms.
I did talk about it, so I didn't know that happened.
So, like I said, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Went down to Florida, got a beer belly. Happened to me once when I was stationed down in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys started arguing, so how did the physical...
Because the girl...
You think she's a starfish?
So you guys were arguing, then you slapped him.
Yeah, bad.
Okay, and then
like
what,
that.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Then he took... I don't know.
So, while he was in the passenger seat,
yeah,
he, like, leaned over and grabbed your neck?
He grabbed me, and he's like, I thought I was going to die, honestly.
Okay.
And then I kicked open the car door, and he threw me out of it. And that's when we got all that nice help.
Did you manage to put it in park
I said I'm going to kill you, but, you know, I always say that. I wasn't really going to kill him.
So you slapped him, said you were going to kill him, and then that's when he grabbed you
and,
around your neck
yeah.
and pushed you out of the car. You managed to put it in park before he pushed you out of the car?
That's a good question.
Yes, yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just zoomed in on the camel toe through the jeans.
Okay.
Because it was like such a blur.
So is that all the physical that happened? He grabbed your neck and pushed you out?
He grabbed
grabbed my neck. He pulled my hair.
Okay. How did you get
Did you see it? Did you watch?
Okay. Just hold on, let me.
I'm just curious, because it's like a blur.
Okay, so how did you get the scratch on your forehead and the scratch
Something,
on your chest?
Because he was taking my head and like, I hope my head's okay.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
No, but did you see me get thrown from the car?
Yeah, I was.
Was it driving when I was thrown?
It's Florida, so there's an old crackhead in a wheelchair just there, because it's Florida.
Okay, let me talk to you. Okay, what did you
see? I just seen it pull up.
Over here?
Yeah.
And then?
I didn't really see much.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't? My head really hurts. Do you think I should go to the hospital?
Right now we're trying to figure out what's going on.
What if I have a concussion? Oh my God, what have I...
She is not doing those jeans any justice.
Concussion.
How would you have a concussion? Did you hit your head?
Because of my head shaking with the... so much, so violently.
Do you want the fire department to check you out?
How would they do that?
They would just...
Can we not have him see that? Because I don't want him to see me with, like, the fire department.
If you request the fire department, they're going to roll up with their engine and park here and check you out. If you think you need medical attention, they can do that.
Can I just go to urgent care? Can you just take me to urgent care?
I can't take it urgent care. Afterwards, you would be able to go to urgent care.
Okay, so if somebody takes your head and violently, like, could things happen there?
I'm not a doctor.
I just feel, like, weird right now in my head.
Do you want the fire department to check you out? They are the medical experts, not me. They will
I
take
do,
your blood pressure.
I don't
pressure.
Want him to see it.
I can't. They have big
just
red trucks.
Just hold your hair and
okay.
punch you.
Okay, one quick question.
Yes.
Do you think I'm going to go to jail since I saw
him? I haven't talked to him.
No, but he could say anything.
You could say anything. That's what we're trying to figure out. I'm talking to you. My partner's talking to him. We're trying to figure that out. Would you like
to... Can you take
Would you like the fire department to check you out?
This is how big her belly is. She just scratched it.
You think you need medical attention? That's all I'm asking. If you don't feel right, they can check you out. It doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost anything?
No. They come and they'll hook up a blood pressure to you, check your vitals, make sure you're okay. I'm not a doctor, okay?
Like I could
they
also,
are medically trained.
All right, maybe I should do that. Oh, it's so embarrassing to do that. Can you please get my phone so I can call my mom?
So you're just having like head pain? You're like
yeah, like my head feels weird, but I don't know if it's I have like intense anxiety right now. And I don't want him to see this at all.
We're not close. Can I have EMS respond for a female?
So, all our live streams have been like bullshit, and this is her real boyfriend. Now she wants to talk to her mom. Is that what I'm getting from this, or I know she's working it because she knows she's on the thing. The hit thing wasn't a work. She didn't expect to get hit back, but she knows she's on camera now. So is she doing the work now? Was she really gonna marry that nigga? What's happening?
Not right. Let the fire department get here first and let me talk
Can
to my partner.
Can you just give me an honest opinion on something? If I started it, but I was Tell police violent no. one, but you're a police officer, you should know. If
yes,
I,
but
if,
I haven't gotten his side of the story.
No, but his side of the story is going to be I beat him up and I threatened to kill him. It's going to look really bad on me. Do you think I'm going to jail?
So you only slapped him what?
No, a few times. Like that.
So you slapped him a few times like that?
So, you know how women do. They okay. do it.
He said the cop tried to shoot her bail. You only did.
Well,
no, she's
going
to be
right?
Yeah, but he has a lot of scratches in, but they're not for me.
Okay, well, that's what I'm missing. He has one cut right here that is probably from one of your rings.
Yeah, sorry. Is that jail time for life?
I haven't talked to him.
But just in your experience. In your experience.
You could, if it turns out you're both beating each other, you could both go to jail.
For how long?
Or one of you could go to jail. I don't make those decisions. I would take you guys to jail if that was what happened, right?
That is what happened.
No, I'm saying if I were to take you both to jail, you would be booked in and you would see a judge in the morning. That's what would happen if you guys went to jail. And then, do you guys live together?
No, right now we are. I'm so stupid. I'm so
okay.
stupid.
So where?
Oh my God, I'm so
You guys,
stupid.
How long have you guys been living together?
Just started. He just moved here. It's so f***ed up. This is the worst situation.
How long have you guys been together?
I know him for like 6 months. He's been cheating on me the whole time. But this is my fault.
So
he was more violent than my fault.
How long have you guys been engaged or had the marriage?
4 months. It's really stupid.
Okay,
really.
So
she just rubbed her belly. She rubbed her belly right there. What the fuck am I watching? Thank you for the $5, Sheppy. I know. Yeah, I do know what love is. I know. Yeah, I do know what love is. What the fuck am I? She's scratching her belly. This is the most Florida shit ever. What is this?
You met him 6 months ago? I thought you said he'd been cheating on you for 2 years.
Okay, so. Okay.
Yeah!
He has had a crush on me, whatever, for like 8 years.
He knows. Not even a cop, like, you only know 6 months. He's been together for 2 years. He's downsy, maybe half a chink, maybe Middle Eastern. I couldn't figure it out. But, what is happening?
Mostly from the radio. I'm a radio person.
How long have you been dating?
She said she's a radio person, by the way.
Since after my birthday, so after June.
June of last year.
Yeah.
So.
He's gonna want me in prison.
Almost a year.
He's gonna want me, and he's rich, so he can get me in prison for life. Do you think?
And you guys live together now?
We were gonna.
Okay, you said you just started.
We're in the Airbnb right now.
Okay, so you guys are living.
My mom probably thinks I'm dead right now.
We'll get to that in a minute, okay? I'm still trying to figure out what is going on.
Now, you gotta remember, Eliza's a rich girl, too. That's why she wants to keep calling her mom.
We're gonna have EMF check you out. I'm gonna talk to my partner.
In which way, I don't believe for a second she was actually with this dude, and she's doing contradictory shit. Thank you for the donation. $5, Sheppy, again. She's doing contradictory shit. She knows she's on camera now, so she's milking it. But, this is just weird. Someone said she was the keyboard player in the band Cobra Starship.
See what your fiance over here said, and we're going to go from there.
I think I'm
her bottom is terrible. No ass. Not even camel toe, like, her pussy, she got kind of a beer belly going.
Do you think that?
I don't think she's
going
to jail right now.
You don't think?
No. I am.
If you were to bet on it, how long have you been doing?
3-4 years now. Almost
okay,
4 years.
Okay, so you don't think I'm going to jail?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the other. I've only gotten one side of the story. I can't make
but he's
those
gonna
choices.
Say I'm going to kill him. He's going to say that. He's going to say I had a gun. I don't have a gun. I hate guns. He's going to say that. Because I said I'm going to kill you. But all women say that.
I can't make decisions based on one side of a story.
But my side isn't even that great.
Her excuse is all women say that. And that's why she hit him. Because her thing is women hit men and they can't hit back.
Tell me like 10 minutes ahead of time if you're going to put me in jail.
I will let you know.
So I can emotionally prepare.
I will let you know if you're going to jail. If... We'd have to determine who a primary aggressor is.
By the way, jail. You get locked up in a local thing. It's a local precinct, and you get out. It's not in jail in any way, shape, or form. She didn't have to go to lunch. Didn't have to do anything like that.
Situation.
Is that the first aggressor?
Is not necessarily.
I'm the first, but I'm the least violent.
Like I said, I only talked to him for
actually, I can show you a video of it. You want to see it?
Do you have a video?
Do you have a cell phone?
Is it
I have a video of it. If you can show me your phone, I swear to God.
Is it on?
Stream is now, but no, not really. And it will not lead to her stream. She'll get no one else to her stream. So it really didn't lead to it.
Your phone?
It's on your phone. Or anybody's phone.
Where was it on?
My iPhone.
No, it's on
YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Can I show you? I'll show you the bad part. I'll show you my part.
You uploaded it to YouTube?
I'm a live streamer.
Okay.
That's what I do. I used to make a lot of money for it. Now I'm probably going to be in jail. Oh my God. I made too much money doing this. It sucks. Okay. All right. I'm such a loser. I'm such a fucking loser. I choose the worst guys. I'm still alive. Remember? His girlfriend calls me. Imagine if...
Oh, she does have hairy arms, too.
Okay, this is it. This is the part. Okay, here. Can you turn up the volume?
Yeah. Touch me and I'm f***ing dead. You're dumb. I'm f***ing dead.
You could send me to mental asylum. That's probably not appropriate. Do you want to send me to mental asylum?
No, I want to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, I took it here. Look, oh, there it is.
Wait, she showed the cop the video after she hit him.
Oh,
after. after she hit him, she showed the cop the video. George Floyd, I can't breathe. And thank God for the cop saying, "Well, when did you hit him?"
Okay, that was it. Is that something? Are you wanting my head?
Don't talk.
Do you see that?
Don't talk.
That's
why
I did that.
Is that
jail what I did?
Look, let me. I have to talk to my partner. I can't just go off of this.
No, this is what happened.
Cops looking.
Let's go over here.
Oh, thank God the cop knew this was bullshit, by the way. The cop knew right off rip this is some bullshit.
Wait, but he didn't even talk to me about it.
Yes, and I haven't talked to your fiance, so let's
that fake hair on that TMZ thing, yeah, I saw that. Like I said, she memes. It's always a troll. She got caught in a quick situation that wasn't a troll, but immediately turned it into one, which is cool and dope. I don't mind it, but that's what, and now she's on TMZ with fake hair. He ripped her hair out of it. No, he didn't. But, yeah.
You think of what he did to my head. That's not good, right?
No, but you also can't hit him.
I can't.
Threaten him.
Yeah. I'll just stay away from him. How's that? What? Give me a restraining order. I don't want to even be near him. Is that a good thing to have?
Probably a good thing for you guys, yes, but like I said, we got to determine what's going on.
My mom is probably freaking out right now.
Her mom's freaking out, Rich Mom. Her pussy is barreling out of his jeans. You never had kids? I'm renaming Eliza Jordaner's pussy Bulbasaur. It's got a bulb. It's a Bulbasaur. It's kind of odd. Got odd hung up with a Downsy, maybe Middle Eastern, maybe Puerto Rican, or maybe a retard.
She got shaken up, claiming she.
I don't even get her side of the bit, but she's always doing a bit, so.
Lightheaded, or she has a concussion, she didn't hit her head. But her head got violently shaken.
We'll be downy, we'll be doing a bit. What's really happening here?
Alright, so basically, my head is like shaking.
Now there's firefighters. Why?
Like back here kind of something, but I'm not sure. I mean, that hurt. So, you don't think I have like a concussion or anything?
Did you hit your head?
It was just shaking a lot, and like really violent. So, nothing to look out for. All right. Honey, thank you.
You're answering all my questions?
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just hang out over here for me for a minute, okay? I'm gonna go grab my partner, okay?
Okay.
Right. Here, let's get more settled in.
Nickelodeon was kid.
Was the ad? Sorry about this. The darkest chapters. Done one These thing. Are three
predators. Hey, I want to feel comfortable. I'm asking you. Right. She has a valid marriage certificate.
It's only
I'm glad this is happening. I will say this. I'm glad it's happening. And obviously a wealthy area. I wish they didn't pay any attention to this. Who the fuck would care? I will say this. I'm glad it's happening. And obviously a wealthy area. I wish they didn't pay any attention to this. Who the fuck would care? But, coming back to the dude dressed in 1992.
It's only valid if we go attend the thing that we haven't attended yet.
We're in a therapist session. Look at this dude.
Utah gives you a license.
Pussy's falling through her asshole, by the way. Whoa.
That's valid for 30 days. Then you go to, like, I forget the name of the person. It has, like, a title. Magistrate. Something like that. No, it's okay. Like a very, like a person can get it on.
But how long have you guys been dating?
Like, on and off since October of last year. Okay. And then this time that I wasn't with her, like I was talking to another, but that's what she's freaking out about.
Okay, yeah, okay. You guys are both giving very confusing statements
so,
about
so this. I'm going to say, you know, ongoing.
It's but, black so, cop. So here's the next question.
Have you been intimate with her?
Yes.
And you've known her for more than a year?
Not more than a year.
You said last October.
I know of her because she's like sort of a celebrity. But like she knows me since I called into the show.
She's we're all sort of celebrities. Or a bra. Wait, she was not driving a lime green truck.
Not right now. Right now we just need your ID. We're trying to figure everything out, okay?
Am I under arrest, please?
No. Where's your ID?
Am I under arrest?
You're being detained right now, yeah.
What's detained?
You can't go anywhere right now.
Does that mean
why are they in, by the way? There's a homeless dude, a thing. There's a circle community. What are they in Florida?
Is that handcuffs?
No, you're not handcuffed right now because you're not in handcuffs.
No, but like, is that where this is going?
I don't know where it's going yet. We're investigating right now. I need to take pictures of your injuries, okay?
But he has so many injuries from his MS. Do you know that?
Okay. Those are not. I didn't say his injuries were
from his MS. He has an MS? What?
From you. I said I need to take pictures of your injuries.
Okay.
Wait, did she hit a nigga who has MS? Did she just make... He has MS? You hit a nigga who has MS? She didn't just make that worse. Not in the thing in the cops, but to me. The nigga has MS, he's a millionaire. What am I watching? I'm watching the arrest video. Yeah. She was this close to being autistic. That's just Florida. It's all like that. Well, I guess I don't like that. I don't mind it being like that, by the way. I don't mind it being like that. But, I don't mind them giving time on a domestic case where the woman would be wrong. I'm not against that in any way, shape, or form. But, they were performing because they knew what I was hearing.
I appreciate you guys.
Sorry.
I'm going to take, you have one scratch on your chest. I'm going to take a picture of that, okay? You have one on your forehead. Do you have any other injuries besides the mark on your chest?
I don't know. It was just, you saw what happened.
I'm looking.
I really don't want to go to jail. I'll do anything for that. Go to jail.
You said you feel like you have something in the back of your head?
Yeah, that's right here. Can you touch here? That hurts. And it feels
just pull
wet.
Your hair up for me. I just want to see if there's
it feels wet. Can you touch that?
No, nothing's
I don't
missing.
See.
It feels like a bump. There, right there, right there. Just
pull your hair.
No, and she did a TMZ thing, and she brought out fake hair, saying, you ripped out my hair. It was fake hair. So...
the side so I can see your scalp. She like, means... with your other hand.
Oh.
So I can see
your scalp. Ow.
Okay.
But I'm taking this, honestly. We're talking about this, right? And she's hitting on that dude and whatever. I think they really... that dude really is like a billionaire's son. And I've been funding her. We caught the outburst, but... she's... sucking whatever dick that nigga has, which is nothing. What? We paid for her to be there, and nothing. What? They're rich kids doing rich kid bullshit, and that's what it's gonna be. But it's funny to watch.
Don't see. Oh, that hurts right here, right here. Okay. Okay. Please touch
that's
that.
Fine. There's no blood. There's no redness or anything. Okay. So right now, my partner's talking to him. I got pictures of your.
Can I see the pictures? Just so I see what it looks like. I haven't looked in a mirror. I'm so upset. He has so many bruises from his MS. It's not raw for me.
Okay. We didn't say the bruises were from me. You have one.
He wants to get so many bruises from his MS. You hit a nigga who has MS? What? Does she realize what she's saying? Does she realize she's saying, there's an MS and I hit him? Hit a nigga with MS? Multiple sclerosis? What? Are you insane, Eliza? Yeah. With the MS. Weird.
Mark, ah! Right here on your forehead.
Wait, can I see that again? And what about my neck?
You just have a scratch on your chest, that's all. Just one scratch right here.
I'm so upset about this. I'm so sorry. I fucked up so bad. I'm so dumb. This comes down to me being really stupid and dumb. Stupid decisions. I'm an idiot.
So before that first time that you hit him here?
Yeah.
Was there more before this? I just stopped and said, okay. Was there more before that?
He was slapping all day.
Okay.
Is that bad?
It's not good.
Is it jail?
It could be. You can't hit people.
All right, I'm really sorry. Can I just say sorry or pay something? I'm sorry. I won't do it. I won't hang out with him anymore. He's the only person I ever hit in my life. I hate him so much. He cheated on me. Up with a woman that called me. A woman called me, and it was 20-year-old that he's been cheating on me with 2 years. Please don't put me in jail. I can't handle it right now. I'll have a heart attack. Is there any other options?
My partner is the one making the decision.
What did he say? Did he say anything about me?
He's talking to your fiance.
Yeah, this is kind of a real life here. But it ain't happening. Yeah, in jail. She's fine. She ain't fine. The hour. Sorry, the hour. And like, in jail. What is that about?
You guys are both very confused about what you guys are. You probably should be.
What did he say?
Away from each other. That you guys were arguing and you hit him. He's just, I mean, we have the video.
But he hit me much worse than I did him. Did you notice that?
He grabbed you. He never.
He was, had his hands around my neck. Is that worse?
At no point in the video did he have.
Hit me much worse. Yeah. You started it, stupid. But, still the same thing. She's gonna be doing her thing, is what she does. This dude gave her money and anyway, it is apparently.
Have his hands around your neck.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What? What's going on?
I'm just going to need a statement from you.
Are you going to arrest me?
We need a statement from everybody, okay?
What about arrest?
Yeah. I was going to.
What do you say?
I have to read you your rights to get
a arrest.
Read you your
rights. Nothing handcuffs, right?
I'm reading you your rights.
About the handcuffs? Wait, the rights is the handcuffs.
Your Miranda warning.
Wait, is that what they say before they arrest you?
I have to read you, okay?
Wait, can you just answer the question? Is that what you read before I get arrested?
This is what I read you before I can ask you questions. Because this is a criminal investigation, okay?
Oh my god, what the
She's such a kid. Yeah. When this shit happened, she's like, what the fuck? And now she definitely knows. So she's in full content mode. I hope my stream is being her stream with shit. No one watched it, no one showed it, but she's in full streamer mode. We're gonna rest, it's gonna be really dangerous, honey.
I can't believe this is so stupid. I need to call my mom. I need to call my mom.
You have the right to remain silent.
I need to call your mom, you.
Do you understand those rights which I have read to you?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge that whoever knowingly provides a false sworn statement under oath shall be guilty of a misdemeanor of the first degree punishable by imprisonment up to 1 year?
Oh my God, what if I forgot something?
It doesn't cover if you forgot, it's if you lie.
Or what if I like say something that I...
It's just lying.
I thought he strangled me, okay. I really thought that, but okay. You said he didn't.
And that's fine.
Is that lying?
No, it's not lying, that's what you remember. So this is
I
just
remembered
off what you
that.
Okay. Alright, can you just start at the beginning like you did earlier, when you guys were, in the car?
Okay, happened? I fucked up because I took him to therapy. So stupid. I should have went alone. Because I was feeling very insecure about the relationship. During therapy...
Right, she ruined her thing, man. Therapy. It'll not work. I don't care. Where's that old nigga? I said, hey, cunt. You dumb cunt. The greatest thing ever. And revealed he's part of it. So, fuck him. Kamatoa jeans. Well, it was a real thing when you wanted the dude down there.
Therapy. I got my hands on his phone, found out he's been talking to this 20-year-old for 2 years, okay. And he's been lying.
You're not dazzling in a corner of my phone. He moved you down the floor. Cause it's strange, she fucked other dudes too. But I wonder where that was that faggot. She has Kento through jeans. Or there's therapy. They're a real couple. I let her smile, I thought she hit her pay pig. I know. Her husband for 8 fucking years. Which I don't care.
I ran out of therapy with his wallet, my bag. Everything was in my everything. I was planning on giving him that.
Okay.
At the mall, I did slap him because he said he didn't cheat on me when I saw that he did.
Okay.
Then he wanted a ride to Wellington, where we have our Airbnb in the car. His girlfriend called me.
Okay.
She called me, and he kept saying, I love you to her.
Well, I'm sorry, Denisha, but you are the other way. So... Like, I don't know what's real and not real. Like, by her own things, I don't know not real, because they're a little sour chick, but you like, with girlfriend, but you didn't think you married that nigga. Of course you wouldn't, because you can't tell if he's Muslim, Puerto Rican, or retarded. They're all the same thing. I can't tell the same thing. What the fuck? You stink, Eliza.
How can I? And I just, I kept slapping him. I was just like, I didn't want to, throw him out of the car or, kill him. I grabbed his ear, just like,
okay.
I went like that.
She's lying. Whoa.
Oh,
fuck.
So
many times.
You smacked him in the face a few times.
Thank you, donation.
I saw you hit him in the arm, you grabbed his ear. Okay, at any point before that, had he hit you? Before he grabbed your hand? Okay.
But are the cops not home, man? Bitch. They're in shit bum Florida. I'm betting close to Pensacola. I'm buying your shit. I love the cops ain't buying her shit. I love the cops aren't buying her shit. I love that. Fuck you, gun. What were you trying to claim? That dude? Oh, I love that dude. I love, hey, cunt. Oh, cunt. I eat the girl there. What are you doing?
So after you had hit him multiple times, he grabbed... What happened then?
I thought he grabbed my neck, okay. But I don't want to lie.
That's fine.
So maybe he grabbed my head and was like going like that.
Okay.
And then
I heard a cop that said, after all the time you grabbed anything, what do you say?
He was trying to do something with the car.
Okay.
He got control of the car somehow, even though I was driving, and then he threw me out of the car. Or I got out of the car, and that's when everybody started to help.
Okay. And this was all recorded on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions that I failed to ask you that any information you'd like
so
to provide?
I'm so scared of, like, going to jail.
Anything I failed to ask you, which you would like to ask
you?
Like what? It's up to you.
I fucked up so bad. It's so stupid.
Time's now 15:42 hours. Let's go close it.
I'm so scared.
The state of Florida has zero tolerance for domestic violence. Okay?
Oh my god. So what does that mean? So we're like both in jail? Because we both hit each other?
If we were unable to determine a primary aggressor, you could both go to jail.
Oh my god, I'm going to jail because I'm first.
First does not necessarily mean primary aggressor. We have to look at all the evidence and determine who we believe to be the primary aggressor.
What's primary? Wait, how long jail do I have? I'm going to jail. I know it.
If you were to go to jail today, you would have to wait to see a judge in the morning. You'd go to first appearance, and then you would probably have either a no violent contact order against your fiance or a no contact order against your fiance.
What's no violent order?
A no violent contact order would mean you can't have any violent contact with him or you'd be violating the judge's order.
Wait. Okay, I'm very stupid.
There's two different orders.
Okay.
So there'd just be a straight up no contact order where you would not be able to go back to wherever you guys are staying.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to go back there.
It just depends what the judge would give.
I'm going to be freaking out. Can you please, like, do something so that doesn't happen?
To stop you from freaking out?
No, stop that from... I can't go to jail. I'm going to freak out. It's so sad. My dog.
Where's your dog at?
In the...
Where you guys are staying, right?
No, they're in boarding.
Okay. Why are they in boarding? We can't have an Airbnb?
Can you stop that from happening, please?
Are you going to jail? I can't stop any of this. You can't hit people. Especially people you're in a relationship with. It's domestic violence.
Okay, so I'm in jail overnight, and then what happens?
You'll see a judge in the morning.
Can I just say sorry? And, like, can I pay something?
The judge makes those decisions, and then the state attorney will decide whether or not they're going to follow you through with charges.
The state attorney?
Then it either you need to get a plea bargain.
What's a plea bargaining else? Make a deal, like you plead guilty or you plead no con. Or whatever, and they come up with some kind of deal. Or you could go to trial, or they might not pick up the charges if your fiance doesn't cooperate. Wait, they might not what?
If your fiance...
Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. The preferred way of donating is hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. What's good? What's up? What's popping? What are you doing tonight? How has your night gone? You're taking a dump? Well, goddamn, nigga. Does this not work now? Alright, well, I'm not going to concern myself if none of it works. But, yeah. I wasn't done with Sam Tripoli. I had to take a 2-year break, and he was part of it, and worked with Shab. Oh, there's the chat. Alright, there we go. What's up, Chris? Yeah. Now that I'm back, on you, cocksucker. And you did some real evil shit. Fucked up someone from my state, your baby mama. Stupid knee gear. You could spell it better. You could have said knee gear. You could have said it better. But let us remind, this is who Sam Tripoli is. He's a drug addict, Brendan Schaub, stooge. What's up, Andy Ryland? What's up, Holy? And this is his girlfriend.
I know, but the point is,
tried kissing him
by 2 weeks.
And now,
okay, trying to turn
a 70-year-old. He hooked up with his 70-year-old manager after he had 2 kids. With a almost 30-year-old bitch, and he keeps the kids kidnapped because she's just some 20-something-year-old who wants to come back to Rhode Island. He won't let her, and he uses the fact that, well, I'm with a chick who has a house, and you. So he keeps his kids with him that way, even though his girlfriend's 70 and he's always on the road, and obviously he never fucks his girlfriend. It's the saddest situation ever. Just give up your kids to the baby mama. Who will take care of them? You're always on the road and your girlfriend's 70. But they're doing such legal shit, he will not allow this to happen. He has stopped her from even leaving the state behind the scenes. And, yes, this is the original channel. And I'm putting an end to that, but we're stream sniping this faggot tonight.
Whatever his name is, that one off.
He was like everybody was
doing it. He was like, yeah, everybody was doing it. You just beat everybody out, so they got pissed. I'm like, go juice to the gills. I don't care. You're putting your health on the line. Most of these guys are coming from very hard backgrounds. They're not all BJ.
Right, but
Penn.
When you're talking about the health thing, like steroids makes it. More
no,
like
I'm
safer.
Saying they're putting their health on the line.
Right,
then
but,
just
but
go
steroids
for it.
Make it more dangerous because you're more likely to get, you know, your
70.
Face destroyed by somebody who's got, you know, superhuman strength at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like
he's doing like
the
their weird
about health,
conspiracy
you
grift.
Do actual
fucking
let it go, light it up. Let's
well, thank
go.
You,
maybe two sports. You know, one where it's just a free for all like
of
that.
Of course, yes.
This chick just says she misses what? Cocaine.
He grifts off of this shit with two other losers.
I miss you doing. I miss
but his girlfriend's a 70-year-old fat
you,
chick. He's a fucking loser.
We were heroes.
Oh, God.
We were fucking heroes.
God knows who these people could
we
possibly
fucking
be fucking
heroes.
You want another call?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We had our friend call in a couple of months ago about banking collapse and then a bank.
By the way, they're rattled because I've been in their chat for like a half hour now. Here, that's why Sam keeps texting and shit.
Called a couple weeks ago.
And they're all distracted because I've been in their chat for a half hour. So I'm like, fuck it. Might as well just go live.
Shortly after New York Community Bank
doing this anyway,
but failed and then was revived as
right now Sam's texting like,
"He's
in my chat." Thank you.
There will be more bank failures. They're common. It's not a conspiracy. It's not. This is just fact. Sure, people have conspired, but this is just what's going to happen.
How much drugs do you have to do to fuck a 70-year-old as your girlfriend?
Kind of in a quiet, open secret in our community. Is the agriculture world
club
is secretly in shambles.
Oh, yeah. Callum left that podcast.
Farmers are going to have a really hard time over the next, what we project to be.
Yeah, it's right years, now.
Depending
I've been fucking around with Pac-Man.
Maybe fix that.
In his chat.
It's
Pac-Man's in his chat.
That world as well. Sorry to not bring the brightest news, but just prepare yourself, fellas.
Thanks.
If you want any more information or if you want me to verify kind of what I know, I'll leave another message for you. All right, boys.
Yeah. Go,
and
go.
He did leave another message. This is a guy who's well placed to know these things.
So I would love to know if this guy thinks we should get, like, should I get my money out of a bank and into a house? Like, I was thinking, like, that way I don't have the money's on the bank and I don't have to worry about it.
But what if you get the house really expensive, then it crashes? That's
baby.
It's also something that could happen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is... Yeah. I don't know.
Gold, baby. SamTripoli.gold.
Right hey, right guys, there. Go to SamTripoli.gold. Grab that action. Tinfoil hat is the... Tinfoil, I think, is the promo code if you want it. Or just click the link and let's go. Hey, dude, I'm getting gold all the time.
Warrior.
That's all I do, dude. Buy that gold, dog. Buy that gold. SamTripoli.gold.
You know,
I'm going to read something from Mark real quick. I want to find out if you guys think he's being encouraging or shit-talking right now. Here we go. Mark P.S. This is such a big conspiracy. Love the sports talk. What do you guys think? Is he being encouraging or is he shit-talking? Because if he's shit-talking, we're going to release the gay hounds.
Yeah, it's pretty...
What do you guys think? Be honest.
Wait,
let's
vote.
What
does that mean, release the gay hounds?
We're going to just have everybody call Mark gay in the comment section, which really pisses him off.
So I basically said.
He's definitely being a smartass. Yeah,
I'm going to be interviewing his baby mama.
Have you ever
And I'm saying the lawyer who helped me defeat Shab her way.
Shit talks as much. Because
remember, he fucked with his baby mama hard.
What was it he said a couple of weeks ago about this not being tinfoil hat Bible class or whatever?
Because this dude, he had those twin girls with a chick. And then hooked up with a fat, ugly 70-year-old who was his manager and would not allow the chick to do shit. And she reached out to me because she's from Rhode Island. I don't know her, but she's from Rhode Island. She kept telling me, I can't come home. You won't let me get... They're keeping me here. I mean, she can come home if she never wants nothing to do with her kids. But the fact that, like, she's just a waitress, but his manager who owns a house, but she's fucking 70 and being taken advantage of by that coke addict... Sam Tripoli's girlfriend is a 70-year-old fat white woman. Let me repeat that. Sam Tripoli's girlfriend is a fat 70-year-old white woman. Maybe she's Puerto Rican, maybe even hotter if she's 70, I doubt it, but Sam Tripoli's girlfriend is a 70-year-old. What? And these faggots are babbling like these losers are babbling like they got shit to babble about. What?
Is gay, Mark, you gay penguin, gay AF, poor Momo, Mark. I'm a big believer in the Mark is gay rumors, I have to say.
Me too, dude. Big time.
Wait, Mark acts like, but Mark acts like there's no conspiracies in sports. Like, I mean, isn't that kind of what we're talking about?
I mean,
about
we all agree that Mark is gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
That's not a conspiracy, though, is it? I mean, we have this.
Yeah, I mean, like, in that in that way, Johnny, I think you're right. This isn't a much of a conspiracy.
No, it's not a conspiracy when everybody agrees on it. You know?
Yeah.
You know you can make a poll? Can you make a poll?
Power bottom Mark to get called power bottom.
The only sad thing is the people in their chat, they're openly talking about how they're grifting about conspiracies. Like, I like conspiracies. I like hearing theories about them. I don't really believe in that many, but these faggots are like, look at these retards that believe, I believe in that around earth. Man, the grifting conspiracies. And you're supposed to be a stand-up, so obviously you didn't make it being funny in any way, shape, or form. You gotta literally grift old ladies out of giving you shit. This nigga lives in his girlfriend's 70-year-old girlfriend's house. He went to comedy. Zero. None. Whatsoever.
If you will, on the case of Edgar Madison Welch, he was the shooter in the Schmitza Schmates. I'm going easy for YouTube for you guys. He was the shooter.
The ping pong shooter.
You guys talked about him last TFH with Jay Dyer and Jamie Deluxe, and I've heard you bring him up multiple times. Something I've never heard you mention, so I'm going to break it down.
And they're doing a no-no, which I hate, the two dudes. Why do they put the... You would never talk to somebody in real life this close to your face. Why are they this close to that camera? I know people hate that I'm behind the microphone, but at least I don't do that shit. Where have you got to look up my nostrils? What is it? A close talker from Seinfeld? What is that? Steel toe getting a divorce? Oh, yeah, that Onions dude was talking about that.
She also was a case on some weird-ass case as well. And that's how she basically... And by the way, she is single-handedly just destroying the credibility of the Supreme Court. Like, she issues the dumbest... Her issue... Like, when she issues her ruling, she issues it in, like, emojis, right? Right. She just says, "Wow, you don't know me. You don't know me." Okay. And then she does gifts and shit like that. It's like so bad. She's so bad. Dude, she's so dumb.
Isn't it? When you think about, like, we grew up with that system, you know. But think about how, if you just kind of step back and think of it like an alien, it's so bizarre, right? This idea that we have these Supreme Court, justices, but really there's something more than that. I mean, they can never lose their jobs until death only takes the job away from them. Mental competence never, there's no competency checks. There's no, they're just there forever. It's weird, right? Like, it's such a strange thing.
But the reason they do that is so that they're never affected by
politics,
and politics and everything.
But what's more political than the fucking Supreme Court? You know what I mean? It's a complete failed idea. I was watching this movie called...
Okay. Well, I caused behind-the-scenes drama, but leaving him for Zumok... Nobody leaves anybody for Chad Zumok. Fucking. No one leaves anyone for Chad Zumok. Is Chad Zumok part of that shit? All right, that's the shit I really need to get back to. Although, I only played that shit because that's like a real thing I have to do in real life. Because Sam Tripoli's baby mama is from my state and I gotta actually just help her out because she's from my state. That's the only connection. I got thrown off it for 2 years because it's Brendan Schaub shit, but now I'm, like I said in his chat, oh, now I'm back now, motherfucker. I'm gonna handle that for her, but yeah, no one joins Chad Zumok. I keep seeing this shit. Now, are these niggas on the same thing as the Stuttering John and Julie thing? And Julie was smart, acknowledged me, and paid respect. But when I, because I'm about to. Daddy's back. When I'm about to get into that world. I don't remember giving a fuck about them. I didn't mind them, but I said she looks like the bitch from Charlie Brown. And all that. No, not that I'm above them. It's just like I'm getting back. You have to remember, I'm getting back into it. I've been gone for 2 years. I'm getting back into it. Literally 2 years has been taken from me because of that fucking lawsuit. I'm just now getting back into it. I'm trying to remember everything and everything. Everything and anything. Anything and everything. The steel toe thing. Now, I know she's gone, but there's a thing now, and she finally gave up. 2 years later, she had enough, though. That makes no sense. But them niggas went weird, which, if I was around at the time, I would not allow it to happen. I knew it was going to happen with the Howard Stern dudes, which is why I would have, I did destroy them early, and they never did it under my regime, but the second I was gone, they did it. They went extremely weird and gay, and cops were called, and we were visiting. And none of them have any ability to do that to anybody. But I knew fucking with those Howard Stern people, they were gonna do that shit. I would have never let it led to that shit, cause I would have just destroyed them completely. But obviously the people running shit couldn't have done that. I guess Steel Toe couldn't have. He aligned himself with Kumia. Terrible decision. Especially when Kumia had to get the heart shit done. Kumia had this thing that the money in the house just get people. I'll sign it. Why would you ever? I was offered, when my channel first went down, a contract by Gavin McGinnis. And I turned it down. Not because I don't like Gavin and I love his network, but I was just like, well, my shit wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. Devin Tracy worked on his shit. The greatest thing Gavin ever did was getting AIU. But I wouldn't have worked on there. But Too Lazy to Try did a thing on there. That worked. But me personally on there, no, that wouldn't have worked. But the weirdest shit these fucking with the Howard Stern dudes, the Shuleys and the not the Shuley but the Bobby and anything. These niggas are used to radio wars, so they don't know the rules of the internet. So they will do all the gay ops and all the gay. I first learned this when I remember I set up Stuttering John's YouTube channel. Technically, Stuttering John is my creation. I set up all this shit. I didn't know he was going to go the way he went, but I set up his channel. Like I said, go look at his first video. His first video was playing my video about him. I told him to set up shit. I told him to do a live stream. Where he took it, I didn't know where he was going to take it. I set up Stuttering John. I was also the first nigga to shit on him. But not too hard, though. But yeah. I set all that shit up. Remember when Shuley first came to YouTube, he blocked me. But I love the fact the last time he talked to me, he paid homage. But that doesn't stop me from being honest. I don't even know what beef the iteration is. See, I don't know, because they're radio guys, on iteration beef, but I know they do extremely gay ops, not internet ops. So none of them will never really ever be Bing and Bob Levy's, and how Bob Levy's involved is beyond me. Yes, I know what Stuttering John went. They want liberal talk very closely, and I think they didn't care. I thought it was a smart move for John to make. Instead of, I'm just Stuttering John and Homer Stern Show and do a YouTube channel, he actually went a smart way. And by the way, the niggas he's beefing with him over his liberal views. Never heard back to old school shit. And it's gay and I can't touch it because they're like, ooh, what goes with you? All of them. All of them. From what I see. All of them. Not only is beef on a thing. Somehow, the biggest fucking loser ever, Kevin Brennan, got involved. They're involved in that pussy. They're involved in that Kevin Brennan pussy or anything. But he's off of that thing, too. And then that nigga's involved. And I know these niggas are already. Kevin Brennan's not a radio nigga. They want to be. But Kevin Brennan's a pussy nigga who's not really that funny. Kevin Brennan has to do shocking shit to be funny. No, he's involved, so. This is during the lawsuit. All I know is Kevin Brennan will never talk to me. And I used to have his co-host at the time before beef years ago, Chad Zumach, tried to set it up as a guest appearance. We're going to beef her. Kevin Brennan so fucking fears me for whatever reason. As you probably fucking should, because I'll call his weird ass out. Some stupid shit he said. But every time that nigga's involved, whoa. And then you got old white dudes arguing and calling the cops on the internet. Weird. From what I see, I don't know if this is what it is. This is what I see. And I'm about to re-enter this. I'll just destroy them all. I'm thinking. I will quit because I quit. April from Canada. Oh yeah, it's still time, right? I'm just wondering. I'm gonna go there when you do internet live streams. I hope not. I hope April got a real job. Make some real actual fucking money. Get a household afloat. And not her husband relying on donations. Did that happen? That probably happened. I had to quit. I job, guys. Fuck the record, I paid it up. Your job. I've seen that 50 times. And you're relying on that, right? Everything I mean, I will never have ever. You get a recent check from the internet, never rely on it. Ooh. Don't join in. Don't join in with her. Yes, don't do drugs. Do not do drugs. Do not rely on the internet when you're making money from the internet. Do not. Well, in some cases you can. Hold on to this perspective. Would be fucking insane to do so. And Steel Toe was never big enough to even shit on, so who cares?
So much stuff. By the way, his lawyer threw him under the bus. There's a ton of stuff that they, that it just to the point where it almost seems like it's theater.
And how does he even pay for it? Even if he does, it's $1 billion. How do you start?
I mean, dude, I remember one time when I hit a van full of XG's cousins. You ever hit a van full of Mexicans, dude? It's like a clown car. You're like, how many people are in there? And they just start pouring out. They had to help grandma out of the glove compartment. It was like really crazy.
So what happened? Did you give them money? They give you money?
How dude, that, they're like, yeah, they're suing you for $50,000. I'm like,
money for running shop. I'll find you there. I'm a content creator. Which you support. See, I'm triply support suing content creators. But you lost, faggot. And I am going to help out your baby mom to get her kids. Because you fucking 70-year-old fat white chick. Because you're losing your name, Sam Triply. Yeah. I stopped streams in the beginning because you're so fucking boring, but yeah, nigga, I don't forget about you. Although he forgot about his beef with Red Bar. He forgot about that quick, Danny. He's fine. But it, of course, the nigga never will never see his kids or anything. Yeah. I'm just pointing the help I had. Over to her. And your 70-year-old girlfriend. Whoa. Whoa.
Fire up the fun with Bally Casino, Rhode Island's first and only.
Sam is doing great. Married a 7-year-old. What's your marriage are? What the streamers aren't they? What the stuttering John Ernie's podcast? That's the thing right now. I mean, is anything no fucking loser white dudes who get no pussy babble about? Still rather this. I'm Carl, I'm very happy that Bucky is here. Ugh. I'll show you how to go viral, but. I love that in my world, they agreed, and we were doing it. Fine. But, but the weirdo is there. I'm gonna call the cops on you. They bring all internet rules. They never really made internet, so it wouldn't make rules. It's so weird to me. But I'm going to get in there. Trust me. I'm going to get in there. Trust me. And I'm going to set shit straight. Kevin Brennan is done. That faggot loser is done. Kevin Brennan, don't ever try ever again in your life. Kevin Brennan is a pedo. Kevin Brennan is done from this world. I'm banishing you from this world. If I had beef with Kevin Brennan, I'd be with the nun. What's your new thing? Not Kevin Brennan. Yeah, Kevin Brennan is done. I've entered. Daddy's come, but Kevin Brennan will never enter. And by the way, not only he's done, I don't think he's done, but he'll never come back because I'm back. So, that pussy, yeah. Kevin Brennan's done, so. Whatever beef you have, Kevin Brennan has exited. Kevin Brennan is completely and utterly done. On this whole situation. Kevin's done, what could you possibly even be beefing about? Nothing. Shelly Hayne. No, 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 no. By the way, someone explain the beef to me. Because I am ending Kevin Brennan. I'm here. Explain everything. Anything. Someone works with Kevin Brennan. Well, Kevin's here. And calling. Oh, Kevin Brennan's. I've entered. Kevin Brennan so fucking fears me, he's done. I don't know the intricacies of your beef, but or maybe or give me the rundown, but Kevin Brennan is done. He's off the table. He's too pussy. Kevin Brennan is over. I'm here now. Unique is here. Kevin Brennan is done. You will never hear from Kevin Brennan ever again. Kevin Brennan is done. Sam has like 10 podcasts. A two-horn night wave. Mersh? Mersh has three cats that ended up under his BMW. Please don't bring up Mersh. Saddest shit ever. Oh, Mersh and them. The downfall of them was the funniest shit. What's the downfall of Mersh? Royce is a rich kid. But he is this white chick who fucks Royce again, kids. The saddest bitch ever. The fuck a fat Rican or Cuban, but you can't remember. Die away, have no legacy, cunt, and in your house in Florida. It's blown down every time there's a hurricane. Whoa. Ugh, saddest feel ever. Mersh did nothing. I don't know anything. wife hit his other's friend. Around dick. Around dick, dude. No one cared. The one out in Florida. I'm not thinking now, but the hurricanes, I guess. This nigga did cat shows. He's still in. I don't shit on Marsh because he's so irrelevant. It's so pathetic. I can really immerse the streamer, my cousin on Xbox, in the same situation as immerse. Nigga has pussy, but he's gonna work literally like, he works 10 hours a night for 4 nights to get his 48 hours in. Nigga has pussy, partying happening. He's not a streamer, but oh shit, you gotta work all his 48. Is that her immerse stream? Marsh, a single guy in Florida, got an apartment. She bitches walking around, yeah. Nothing, anything like that. And you're getting cats. Whoa. Whoa. The Marsh stream. If you check the Nightwave radio, you're like, well, you fucked that bitch last night. But, you just did new shit 2 days later. You don't lie the other night, right? Last night, you don't lie, but next night, you need another bitch. This bitch is an artist. This nigga's getting cats. What is that? Alright, no one donated. No, I don't watch it. You suck. You don't even go longer. Bother me, I don't. No one donates. It's a modern. Yeah. When the Green Kings held down 2 years and the Conrad came up. When shooters and YouTube lock me. If Bob Levy tried to hit me up, I'd say, who the fuck are you, and ignore him. If Chad Zubach tried to hit me up. Niggas abuse each other, they send them bomb threats to each other.